Many of us know and experience the ways that this time of year can be such a mixed bag. It's a time that is often filled with gatherings of celebrations, work and school parties, family and community gatherings, special concerts and church services. There is so much that is festive and refreshing about this time of year. Yet we also know that in the midst of that holiday cheer, there is another side of the coin as well. For some, this is experienced in just the hecticness that comes with this time of year, of extra things in the schedule, of high expectations, of providing the perfect gift or the perfect background for what we walk through together. We feel that pressure to make sure that the holidays match up with the greeting cards that greet us in the card aisle. For others, it goes even deeper than that. They grieve for those who aren't present. They hurt for those who are present, but not in the way that is hoped for many reasons. This time of year is a time of heightened anxiety and depression. What is it that you're looking for this Christmas season? Do you want a greeting card Christmas, or do you want a Jesus Christmas? The greeting card Christmas pushes us to have everything in the right place, to keep up appearances no matter what the reality. The Jesus Christmas is God saying, "I'll meet you right where you're at, no matter what." If we let Jesus close to us this time of year, we find that no matter how messy things are or how messy they might get, Jesus can and will meet us there. No matter how much life is lacking, Jesus is able to bring new life at Christmas. This morning's scripture from Ezekiel invites us to a Jesus Christmas, invites us to be honest about the way things are, not the way that we hoped they would be. What we find in the verses before where we started reading is that Ezekiel is invited into a vision to see things as they were for the people of God at that time in history. Not only was the situation one in which the people found themselves in difficulty and hardship, but within their hearts, they were beyond weary. This vision that Ezekiel sees points to the fact that within their spirits, the people are dry, the people are dead, the people find themselves disconnected. The vision points to the reality that from a human viewpoint, what they were experiencing was hopeless. These bones, this valley of bones that Ezekiel sees before him, said that everything that he could see with his eyes confirmed what his experience and the people that he knew were experiencing. These bones were dry. So dry that any hope of life had long perished. These bones were dry, so dry that it was clear that they had been dead for some time. The bones that Ezekiel sees are not only dry, but they're spread out on the valley floor, disconnected from each other. There is nothing that holds them together at this point, where there once had been a people who had connection and fellowship and meaning together. They are dry and apart from each other. Verse 11 gives word to what Ezekiel sees and what the people felt, where we are told our bones are dried up, and our hope is gone. We are cut off. The old spiritual uses this vision and says, dem bones, dem dry, dry bones. Last week we considered that the prophets had foretold the life of Jesus with over 300 prophecies. And yet, that number did include prophecy like what we see here today. And even though this doesn't tell us specifically about the life and the actions of Jesus, it does tell us about the heart of God as he comes to us in the person of Jesus Christ. This passage tells us that God is in touch with our realities. If as a people we are struggling with dryness, with death, with disconnection, God is realistic and aware of what we may find ourselves walking through. But we know that from the events that we remember and celebrate down the road in the season of Easter, that dryness, death, and disconnection never have the last word in Jesus. And so as we prepare our hearts to receive the Christ child once again, we don't need to fall into the temptation of the greeting card Christmas that tells us to pretend that things are better than they are. We don't need to act like we have everything together, that there is life in the places where we hurt, that there is spirit where we experience dryness. And so when we're honest, we can hear the questions that the gospel asks. What do we really believe about this Christ child as he comes? What is Jesus really capable of in this world and in our hearts? Do we believe that Jesus came for everyone? Do we believe that Jesus can save anyone? Do you believe that Jesus can bring even the driest things to life? Do you believe that the power of God with us can bring us connection where distance is the only reality that we can see? The question of God to Ezekiel is our question today. Son of man, can these bones live? If we are pretending that the circumstances around us, whether that's in the bigger culture or closer to our hearts and homes, if we pretend that things are better than they really are, we will never hear God ask us such honest questions. If we're caught up in experiencing and trying to create the greeting card Christmas, instead of walking in the tension of not only the good that we have around us, but the reality of how things can be hard, of how things really are, then we'll never experience the Christmas that Jesus has for us. God not only knew what was going on in Ezekiel's day, but he knows what's going on in our day. God knows what's going on in your life. And if we deny the reality of the dry bones where they exist, we'll never hear the invitation. If we're not honest about the dry bones, that we see these dry, dry bones, we will not hear this question that God asks in love. Son of man, can these bones live? This is not a question about what Ezekiel is capable of. Nor is this really a question about the bones. These bones in the vision are dead. Of course they can't live. This isn't a question about saving something in your life or in the world around you by your own power or effort. It's not about the bones. It's about the power of God's Spirit. It's not about the bones. It's about the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart and in your life. But just as Ezekiel had to choose whether he would believe his eyes in the reality of what he saw before him, or listen to the Spirit in what God was capable of, and to speak life into that valley of death, we have a choice to make as well. What will have more power for you this season? The power of what you see and the reality that is around you, or the power of God's Spirit to work in and through you. Each Advent season, we are reminded to be ones who are waiting. But what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for God to remember that He is God? Maybe if God remembered how powerful He was, then life around us would be far more amazing than it is. Hey, God, we're waiting for You to come to life around us. No, that's not what we're waiting for. God's not waiting to be God. God is waiting on us to trust Him to be God. Ezekiel hears that invitation in the vision that is before him, and he sees that God can and will bring life, even to the reality of death that surrounds him. Verses 11 and 14, we see that God is willing to bring that life, and as the people are honest and say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone, we are cut off. God says, I will put My Spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. And so when we're honest, God meets us where we're at and brings life, no matter how grim or bleak the situation around us looks. But we must be like Ezekiel and be realistic about the dry bones that are around us. We must resist the temptation of being indignant about the dryness of the bones that we see near us in our world. The invitation that comes to us as it came to Ezekiel is not one that has us mad at the person who says Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. The invitation is not one that finds us upset that people who don't follow Jesus might not want to sing His name in a song. The invitation is not to lose our patience at our coworkers or our friends or our family members who, in the messiness of their dry bones, are messing up our greeting card Christmases. But the invitation is in the midst of the reality that we find ourselves walking in, to invite God to be the one who brings life. God wants us to be realistic about these things, but He then invites us to welcome Him in to those situations, to invite the Holy Spirit to bring life to the dry bones. God already knows all about the dry bones around us. And He's not inviting us to be upset about it, but He's inviting us to bring His life into those places. He's not waiting on us to remind Him that He's God, but He's waiting on us to remember that He is God and that we should trust Him to work in and through us in a land of dry bones. We hear about the angels, and we read about them a couple weeks ago as they came to proclaim the good news that first Christmas. And their message was not a message that I may be giving in a few days when we gather the family for family pictures, which is whether you like each other or not, pretend. Look happy for the camera. This picture's going to be around for a while. No, that wasn't the message of the angels. The angels came and they were excited, not because they thought the people could act like they had things together, but the angels were excited at what God was going to be up to through Jesus as He comes to us, because the angels saw the dry bones and they knew that if folks welcomed Jesus as He came into the world, that they indeed would have new life. Jesus brings new life. Will you be part of what He wants to do in and through you this holiday season? Can you let go of your desire for the greeting card Christmas and find the Jesus Christmas that can and will bring life to our dry, dry bones? Would you pray with me? Holy God, we thank you for your invitation and the way that you walk with us and work with us. Jesus, may we be realistic and honest about where we walk, that we could celebrate the good in the joy that we find in our lives and the lives near to us. But that then in the things that are difficult, in the places that are dry, and in our hearts where we lack hope, Lord, let us put those things before you and trust you to be who you are. So God, by your Spirit, breathe life into us, that we would embrace you, that we would share you, and that we would know you no matter what we walk through this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.